listening to the Local Bar Podcast with your host, Chad Alexander. Come on in. We have a lot of friends we want you to meet.
Hello. Happy New Year. All that stuff. It has been a crazy week. Thank you for being patient. Thank you for showing up. Thank you for taking a moment, because we know how busy you are, and of all the places you could be, you have decided to spend a couple of moments with us here today, and this is not going to be a very long episode. It's been a crazy week. I want to get into one or two things here before we go into the next week, but the main reason I wanted to have this today is because I want to make an announcement real quick about what we're going to be doing over the next 3 weeks. I am going on the road. I have been very pleased with the growth of this podcast. I don't know if this is, I'm not quite sure yet if this is good or bad, but I actually, a friend of mine does a whole litany of podcasts all over the country, and I actually advertised on what he told me was probably one of the best days to do it. And my show, as far as how it grows each week, did not change. This show is growing by leaps and bounds by itself. That is because you are enjoying it, which I appreciate, and you are telling other people about it, which I appreciate even more. So thank you very much for that. Crazy week, crazy couple of things have happened. I had some guests, some of them backed out. I had another guest that I thought was going to be on. They backed out. Grabbed another one at the last second. I don't know why I even thought that one would actually even happen. But it's, again, busy time of year. And the things that I have lined up that I could play just don't fit with what I want to talk about this week. So, thank you for those of you that have recorded, that I've already told you when your podcast is going to play. But I just didn't want to just throw something together this week. Well, what happened is something that I guess kind of needed to happen. Kind of a strange week for me, and especially with what I'm going to do over the next couple of weeks. It was, I don't want to say fitting, because I don't think it was fitting for anyone, but it's been a very strange week, and I'm going to get into that just vaguely, but I'm going to get into it here in a couple of minutes. But first, the public service announcement that I want to make this week. So, crazy week. Still have a lot of stuff planned for the next 3 weeks. After the next 3 weeks, I'm pretty much booked solid through the next couple of months. So thank you for all of you that are going to be a part of the show. I can't wait for those of you that I haven't interviewed to do that. And the couple of you that I already have, I've really enjoyed it. And you don't know how badly I just wanted to play yours, because I've really enjoyed it. But it's, again, timing is everything. So over the next couple of weeks with my job, with a new career that I started, I am going to be traveling, and I wanted to throw something out there to any of you. This isn't necessarily to be on the show. This is just to meet up with you and say hello. I have appreciated the national growth that we've had. It seems like we are everywhere in the United States, except for, oddly enough, like if you go to Minnesota and go left until you hit Washington, D.C., we're nowhere in there. But from everywhere else that people are downloading us, I really appreciate it. And so this coming week, starting tomorrow morning, so I'm doing the Sunday night after the crazy NFL games today, I'm going to be leaving for Newport Beach and over in Los Angeles. And I'm going to be there for the next few days until Thursday. I have free time. If you are in the area and would love to meet up with us, please let me know. Email the show, localbarmail@gmail.com. Again, that's localbarmail@gmail.com. If you are flying, I'm going to be going through the Dallas airport. If you want to shoot me something, let me know if you're going to be going through. Love to meet up with you, buy you a beer, just to meet some fans. So I just wanted to throw that out there. In 2 weeks after that, I'm going to be in Denver. If you are in the Denver area, and I'm going to have plenty of time, Monday through Thursday, please email localbarmail@gmail.com. I'd love to meet any of the listeners that are going to be there or have a chance to just meet up with me for a second or two. I do appreciate, again, the amount of growth that we've had for this podcast. It's been a lot of fun. It's been something that's really kind of taken it from being something that I had as just a hobby to being something now that I see as a responsibility, simply because of the request and the questions that we get and the listenership that we have. Thank you very much. I really do appreciate it. It's been a fun experiment so far, this past couple of months that we've been doing this. I can't wait to see where we are about a year from now, but this has been a great ride for me so far, and I really do appreciate it. So, again, I want to apologize for this week just being one of those weeks. I want to promise you, I'm not phoning it in. I do want to speak about something very serious. But it's just one of those things that, it's just one of those crazy weeks. But the most important thing I wanted to say is if you are in one of those areas, I would love to meet up with you if you're around. Please just shoot me an email. Let me know if you're going to be in the area. I hope to meet up with someone, at least somewhere along the way. It's not like I've got a listenership of millions, but it would be pretty cool to meet some of you that are out there. Oddly enough, we have a lot of listeners in the LA area. I don't know what got that started because we haven't had a single guest from there yet. So I do appreciate that, and that's been a lot of fun. So crazy week. Something just kind of weird happened with old Chad here. Crazy movement in my life and a realization about something that I want to share with you real quick before I put all of you to bed and then get on. Oh, wait, I forgot almost the most important thing. So just to let you know, over the next couple of weeks, though, I have this great little device. It is this awesome, fantastic, brilliant recorder that allows for me to record live interviews. And it makes them sound almost as good as being over the microphone here. And I cannot wait to try it out this week. So just to let you know what my goal is, I've got somebody for the week in between. But for my week that I'm in LA and my week that I'm in Denver, I want to do an interview, if not at least one, maybe a couple. While I'm on the road, I am taking the computer with me. We are going to be able to produce it and be able to get it out. So even though this week's been kind of a sham, you will have podcasts over the next 3 weeks. I just want to let you know that. So look forward to that. And who knows, if you meet up with me at the bar, maybe you'll be one of those interviews. But real quick, let me take a moment or two with you since we don't have a guest this week. Let me just have a moment or two with you to tell you about something that has hit me hard this week. And I think with all the emails that I've gotten, and some of the things that I've talked with some people about lately, maybe it's a very fitting time for me to bring this up. So let's have a chat real quick before we start our busy week here, shall we?
I have set aside everything I love. I have saved everything else for you. I cannot decide what this doubt's made of, though I've thought over it through and through. In a book, in a box, high upon a shelf, in a locked and guarded vault, are the things I keep only for myself. It's your fate, but it's not your fault. And for every useless reason I know, there's a reason not to care. If I hide myself wherever I go,
I don't want to do is get too preachy. I've never wanted to do that on this show because my dad's a preacher, not me, right? But because my dad's a preacher, there's this one thing that I had to become very comfortable with at a very early stage in my life that a lot of people, even in some of the late stages of their life, aren't comfortable with. And it's somewhat of a blessing. It's somewhat of a curse. This week I've had to really look at it in a couple of different instances, and I almost didn't do a show, but then, I mean, you should see the emails that I've been getting. And sooner, by the way, I feel like we've gotten a little bit deep lately. I'm more of like a funny guy more than I'm kind of a deep guy. So I'm hoping that the next few interviews we have, a little bit more on the lighthearted side. Although the one with Daniel was great. And again, I had a lot of emails on him. And by the way, Daniel, I think your dance card may be punched, buddy, when you come back here to the States. But, the thing that I've been very adept to growing up is saying goodbye. And even though I've had to do it, it's still something that bothers me, but it's when the times come up in my life, I understand how to do it. I've backed out of it before. I know what's right and what's not. And let me tell you a little bit about what I'm talking about. I have had to look at my life now with me starting a new career. There are people listening to this show right now that think that I'm talking about them. I'm going to tell you guys right now, I'm not talking about 90% of you who think I'm talking about you. I'm not. I've kind of become a little bit of a recluse. My buddy Jason Taylor down at the beach thinks I've probably just ignored him and written him off. And JT, I'm sorry. As a matter of fact, JT, I don't think you even listen to my freaking show. But still, there are friends of mine that think that I haven't. That life's just been weird lately. But I want to talk about something that is a hot button issue. If you've been paying attention to anything that talks about what's going on in entertainment, Netflix has a series called Making a Murderer on. And let me go ahead and tell you, I'm not going to spoil anything for anyone because I just finished the second episode tonight. And it is extremely compelling. And it is a phenomenal thing to watch, and I understand why people are so addicted to it. I am. I can't wait to watch more of it. And it's funny, as I watch it though, and I was discussing this with someone earlier today, we were talking about the folks that are involved in the case and where they are, and I don't want to upset anybody. And before you write in, please hear me out on this, but the person looked at me and said, yeah, but, you know, what's crazy is, like, how do you go against what the police are saying in this? Really? I mean, I'm only in the second episode, but, like, really? I mean, I already know where this is going. My grandmother worked for the Lee County Sheriff's Department for so many years. And, man, some of the classiest men and women that I've ever met in my life worked for that department. And they've had to deal with some crazy things. Not only the Lizard Man. If you know anything about American folklore and you live in the Southeast, especially if you live in South Carolina and don't know who the Lizard Man is, ask someone who's about 35 years or older. The Lizard Man, especially in that Florence County, Lee County area, was something else at that time. They had to deal with that stuff. That's a whole nother. You know, I could do a show on the Lizard Man one day. I'm not making this up for those of you who think that I am. From that to a couple of other very serious cases. I mean, I've seen some of the finest men and women to ever wear blue and really think the world of them. My dad, as a minister, when we've lived in different towns, I've gotten to know some very, very good police men and women and on all different levels and been very impressed with them. At the same time, it doesn't matter what line of work you're in. I'm sorry. I mean, I'm sorry that the police department has to deal with this now. My dad's a minister. I mean, come on. We've dealt with preacher issues before in the past. My dad has had to do stuff just to appease people and their worries because of other things that go on with priests and the media. And he does it lovingly and is fine with doing it. But as the preacher's son, of course, I go nuts over it. So I understand those of you in the law enforcement, they may get a little hot-headed when I say this, but I've also met patrol people and police people that I think are terrible people. I just have. Whether you like it or not, there are good and bad people everywhere and in every profession. And so I want you to understand that's not my point, but watching that show reminded me of that fact. Not that there are good and bad people in the police department. I'm not saying that. But there are good and bad people in the world. Sometimes they're not as far away as you think. A few episodes ago, we talked about a discussion that a friend of mine that was Jewish, and she opened my eyes on the fact that in Jewish law somewhere there is an idea that defaming someone, that knowingly, openly lying about someone's character is worse than murder. Because while murder takes away God's greatest gift, they have to live with what you've slandered them with. And depending on how bad it is, and in some people's eyes, maybe it's worse. Apparently in the Jewish faith, they look at that may be a little bit extreme for most of y'all. It is for me, but I at least understand where they're coming from on that. There are people that I know that are that way, that are just known liars, that this is what they do. We call them compulsive liars, or we call them whatever you want to call them. And for the longest time, me and Tommy, my best friend, we've had a debate over this to an extent. What is a real friend? And there are people in my life that Tommy's like, no, I know you like it. And here's the thing about Tommy. Tommy's such a golden-hearted guy. And he's got this idea where he really truly believes that there is good and bad in everyone, but it's varying degrees. And yeah, maybe they're just making bad choices now, but they'll straighten up. I don't know if I'm jaded or maybe if I just understand that some people are just bad people. I have an age limit. I think that by a certain age, you are who you are. And ever since I was that age, I haven't been getting older with it. I've kept that age limit right where it is. But I think there's also things in people's past and their history that makes them what they are. And yeah, a lot of us try to overcome maybe something that was there genetically, and you're going to be what stops the cycle. And for any of you that have that in your familial history, I think that's awesome. And I think you should be. And I, oh my God, I'm going to be your biggest cheerleader if you want to stop it. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about people that when, you know, it's just you look at them and you see that they always take the easy way out. And the thing that they do is they lie. They constantly lie, and they lie about other people, and they do whatever to build them up, even if it seems on a small level. It can hurt people. There are certain people that are in my life that because they can't shut their damn mouths up and just to have something to say, they want to run their mouths and they want to lie about something, that they've hurt people. And I love Thomas to death because he constantly reminds me that as a guy that does give people second chances, that's lived off of second, third, fourth, fifth chances with people, that I get that. But there's also a part of me that wants to look and say, yeah, I understand that. But when people are taking advantage of that, when they're always lying and they put on a show, because it's all style but no substance. And when they're ready to get their way, they just pout and they put on some kind of like whatever little show. But they constantly lie about people and hurt people. Sooner or later, you have to admit, whether you're going to keep them in your life or not, they're a bad person. I have someone in my life that I've known for a very long time. And I like him a lot. He's not someone that's listening to the show. I'm not sure. I don't think anyone listening to the show knows him. Some of my closest people know who I'm talking about. But he's a guy that I lost touch with for a long time from when we were kids. And we're a little older now. And he didn't do the right thing growing up. And he made some bad decisions. And he knowingly hurt people. I like the guy because of the guy that I knew him as. And I've, over the past few years with what I've dealt with in my life, I've reached back out to him in the situation that he's in and kept up with him because I know that I still like him as the guy that I thought that he was. However, I do not deny, nor will I hear from him anything that makes it sound like I am enabling him or giving him pity for the bad decisions that he's done. In other words, the guy screwed up majorly. And if we want to talk and be friends and he wants me to be there for him, I'm fine because of the guy that he's been for me. But at no time will I ever let him look me straight in the face or talk to me over the phone and say that he didn't do something that we both know that he did. It takes a lot of guts on his part to live up to that. And I think that's phenomenal. But I also have somebody in my life that I think is a piece of crap. He lies about people. I've given him way too many chances. He is what he is. I think he's just a waste. His parents enable him. The people around him enable him. So he's fine. He doesn't need me. But he comes to me because he wants my advice and because he wants the satisfaction of anybody that tells him that he's doing a good job. And he's not. He's terrible. It's not that he's necessarily a vindictive person until it's something that doesn't make him look good. Now, the difference between that lying piece of junk and the guy that I will tell you is in jail is a monstrous amount of bad decisions and extremely hurtful things. But I'm going to tell you that the guy that runs his mouth and lies has probably hurt a lot of people. And he's done it just because he can't keep his mouth shut. And quite frankly, he has the potential to hurt people in a lot of ways, just like the guy that's in jail. I've just decided to say, forget it. I mean, I live near him. He's friends with my friends. He's one of those guys. That's fine. That's fine. He knows he's a liar. He knows it. But I'm not going to enable him, and I'm not going to fake it. I've just decided that, you know what, my life, with all that I've been through, it's okay for me to stand up and say, yeah, I'm fine with you making bad choices. I am the king of that. But I'm not okay with you looking for pity constantly while you continue to hurt other people and not grow from your own choices. I have a mentor of mine that I love to death. And mom, if you're listening, excuse my language here, but he's a guy that for years I went to, and we had at least a 1 hour conversation a week. And I think he's a very brilliant guy when it comes to dealing with other folks. He is high up on the collegiate level in South Carolina. He works in a lot of different areas. And he's also just a heck of a nice guy, very smart, understands people, understand the politics, not only of the state, but in just of folks themselves. And I'll never forget one day we were having a tough conversation. It was a growing up moment for me. And I told him, I was like, you know, that feels like the right thing to do, but I'm going to tell you, I'm just not ready to do that. And he's on the phone with me, and as the day is long, and Dad, if you're listening, you'll like this, but I would advise you to change the language before you use this as sermon material. And I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, again, for the third time, I'm going to warn you, I'm about to use some kind of salty language here, only because it really hit home for me. But as I was telling him, I know that's what I'm supposed to do, but I just don't think I'm ready for that. And he gets quiet for a second. He says, Chad, let me tell you something. God doesn't like it when you wipe your ass with his answers. Well, okay. Message received. I think one of the things that's tough about when you grow up, when you're starting to get older, and when I say starting to get older, I'm talking about any of you coming out of college and hitting the real world, because the decisions you make now affect people. You can get away with crap in college, but now they affect people. I think what's tough is that you have to understand that the easy way is usually not the way you're supposed to go. And that if you sit back and think about it, you know what's right. And it hurts. And most of the time it takes something away from you. But it's what you should do. I don't know how spiritual you are, and I'm not going to get into that because, again, that's dad's realm. But I'll tell you that things certainly go well for me when I'm doing the things that I know I need to do. I still have some friends that call me the luckiest guy on the planet, which is ironic in some cases. And then I've got a buddy of mine in Tampa that still, what's the lottery up to now? One, I think it's going to be like $1.5 billion. I have a friend in Tampa that seriously believes, he's like, dude, you're going to win the lottery one day. Like, he just sees me as having that kind of luck. Maybe he's right. Maybe he's right. If so, if I win that $1.5 billion lottery, let me tell you, this podcast is about to take on a whole new level. And I'm taking all of you with me. I hope you enjoy it. I think you do get something out of telling people goodbye, getting them out of your heart that just don't belong there. Sometimes it's not somebody who's really necessarily done something bad. I don't know about you, but I've had a few people in my life over the past couple of years that as I've been through this strange transition, I thought were there for me. And they were until there was something in it for them. It's tough. Sometimes you're in a place in your life that you think that you're exactly where you need to be, and you've got the people around you, and you've got the support structure, and then you see something, and because we're human, and because we're flawed, and because you know that you have mistakes too, you let it slide, and then you dig a little deeper and deeper. And then when you question them, they come back at you like you've done something wrong. And it keeps you up at night. And you wonder, did you do something wrong? Should you be a better friend? Should you be more trusting? Or should you not be so gullible? And sometimes you realize that it's not that someone's a bad person. It's just maybe they're not built for your team. I don't want to get into specifics because I didn't ask this person if I could, but I'll tell you that my daughter has, because of a friend of ours, I don't know how to say this too vaguely. I'm not going to get into specifics, but my ex-wife had to say goodbye to someone not too long ago. And I asked her, well, how did Bryn take it? Our four-year-old daughter, who will soon be five. And if you have not listened to that podcast, it is probably the best one that we've done. And she's fantastic, and she's smart, and she's as sweet as can be. And, you know, my daughter asked Adrian, you know, where is this person? And Adrian didn't really know what to say. And before she could really give her an answer, she said, you know, Mommy, sometimes there are people that are in your heart. And then sometimes you have to say goodbye so those people aren't there anymore. And that's okay. I didn't tell her that. Neither did her mom. It's just something that four and a half, she's about to be five, she still says she's four and a half, that little five-year-old came up with on her own. It's more complicated than that, but isn't that great? Sometimes kids just remind you of how simple it has to be. So I had to deal with that this week too. Yeah, it's easy for the people that are crappy people to kick them out the door. For the people that were on your team, but just don't fit the team, that's the worst. And you move on. You know, the crazy thing, when I was growing up, I had to say goodbye because I had to move. And one of the things that I realized is that a lot of times you'll say, we'll keep up, but we don't. You just don't. In most cases, you don't. Luckily, there's always a few friends that you do. One of the greatest friends, and I'll tell you, one of the most incredible friendships I've ever had is the one that I have with Kevin McCannon. And the reason why is because Kevin and I were together We were neighbors until I was 11 years old, and then I moved. And then our families saw each other all the time because our dads were best friends, and then his father passed away. That was in 99. God, it's been that long. And then our families kind of lost touch. But every time I see Kevin, yes, life's different. We both have kids. He's got a great family. He and Julie are awesome. Their daughter Stella is gorgeous, and she's fantastic and hilarious. They have a great family. They're doing wonderful. I think the world of them. And so, yes, we've grown, and life is different. But when I sit down, it's just Kevin, man. I know who he is. And there's nobody probably that I haven't seen in 5 years that I can sit down in front of that knows me like he does. There's just something ingrained in us. I don't know what it is. Those are special friendships, and it's great when you have them. But they're very rare. And they should be cherished because they're rare, but they are rare. Most of the time, it just doesn't work that way. Thank God for things like Facebook, where I can keep up with a lot of people. I have a lot of friends from that Florence youth group that was so fantastic. I mean, I still think about them all the time. When I see youth groups do stuff every now and then, I'm like, y'all are nothing compared to that group. They're amazing. And it's fun to see where all those fools are now. They're friends of mine from high school. I had a 15-year reunion, and I wasn't able to go, and it was great to see pictures and see where everybody is. I love that. You know, Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and all that social media, as crazy and ridiculous as they are, it's great to be able to see that. But you don't get to talk to them. You don't keep up. Being a piano player, I was a big Billy Joel fan, and I learned a long time ago that out of Say Goodbye to Hollywood, one of the most true lines I've ever heard out of any form of music is when he says, life is a series of hellos and goodbyes. He's exactly right. And so this week, I decided that I had to say goodbye to a couple of things. A couple of things I don't mind saying goodbye to. A couple of things that are hard. That's the way life is. I've gotten a lot of emails about people starting off in their resolutions and what they want to do. And when I asked that question, I didn't realize I was going to get some of the somber answers that I did. I want to kind of throw something out. I had a lot of people that said, you know, my goal is to get rid of this or get rid of that or push this person out or do whatever. It would have been very easy for me, as I've talked about this now for the past 10 minutes, to focus on the negative of saying goodbye. Why don't you focus on the positive? What are you going to embrace new? What are you going to learn from that relationship to be a better friend to the other friends that you still have? What are you going to do to remember and remind yourself that when the time comes for you to do the right thing, that even though the easier way seems the way you want to go, you're not going to do it? What are you going to do to make sure that you are keeping on the front side of that positive circle and not allowing yourself to fall to the back? What are you going to do to not be someone that someone else needs to give up on? It is sad. And it seems like something, if you watch like a My Little Pony cartoon, like, no, you should never give up on anybody. That's just not the way the freaking world works. It's sad and it's tough. Sometimes it's not. Sometimes it's just aggravating. But the most part, it's sad and it's tough. And you feel like a failure. But you're not. Unless you learn something from it and move forward. That's how you say goodbye. I know that. Sometimes there are things you hold on to. Sometimes there are things you don't. You do it the right way. You move forward. You take the positive from it. You take the good memories from it. You cherish the people that you're supposed to. You kick out the crap that you should. You feel good about yourself. And you're a better person to the next friends you have. That's how you say goodbye.
Well, it ain't no use to sit and wonder why, baby. even you don't know by now. And it ain't no use to sit and wonder why, baby. It'll never do somehow. When your rooster crows at the break of dawn, look out your window and I'll be gone. You're the reason I'm traveling on, but don't think twice, it's all right.
Well, a little bit more serious than I expected to get and a little bit longer than I thought I would go tonight, but thank you so much for joining. I really do appreciate it. It's been nice to do this. Again, thank you for all the emails. And someone was asking me, actually, I've gotten a lot of people ask me if I'll do another email email show. And I may squeeze it in over the next couple of weeks in between the LA and the Denver trip. But if you are in the LA area this week, please let me know. If you're in the Denver area in 2 weeks, please let me know. I would love to meet up with you, say hello. If you just happen to be going by in an airport, it'd be great. But thank you again for all of you that have paid attention to the show, that have joined the show, that have listened to it, that have responded. And for those of you that you haven't, I hope you at least get something out of it. Over the next couple of weeks, I'm hoping to bring in some really cool, fun guests. After these 2 weeks, I do know that we've got some really great ones lined up, and I'm looking forward to that. If anything, I hope that so far this year you are having a great, wonderful, fantastic new year. And if you live in the Columbia area, Smitty is back. I hear that he has great pictures. I only saw him for a quick moment. Go by the Cock and Bull and see that fool. I'm sure he's got some wonderful stories to tell. And I will look forward to talking to all of you again here very, very shortly. I guess that's just the benefit of being late 1 week. You get two shows almost back to back. But thanks again. Hope you're having a great year.
Thanks for stopping by the bar. We've picked up your tab, but if you'd like to throw the best bartenders you know a tip, head over to patreon.com/localbar and support the show. Any support is greatly appreciated. If you'd like to drop us a line, send your comments and questions to localbarmail@gmail.com. Thanks again for coming in. See you next week.
Yes, thank you. Sometimes you go to the bar and it's just the bartender there. I've had some of the best conversations that way. I hope you enjoyed tonight. We all got to get crap off our chest every now and then. Hey, listen, I'll see you in LA and in Denver. Happy New Year. Take care.